So the whole family went?
Yes, my 6-year-old son, Rusty, and my husband, David, went with me as well.
Was this your first?
This is my fourth. Yeah.
Obviously, hi. It's going to be... Hi there, I'm Bill.
Hi there.
Obviously, it's going to be the most memorable.
One of the most memorable, absolutely. There's nothing that can top this, I don't think.
Let me be the 1,000th probably person to ask, where were you?
I was half a mile away. We stayed at the Hilton Boston Back Bay Hotel, and I had finished at 1:47. The bombs went off at 2:50, so by that time I had already cleared out of the finish line area, back in our hotel room, showered up. It was only through a text through Chris Field that I found out what had happened.
Then what happened?
Then we went down to the hotel lobby, found a huge crowd of people gathered around the TV, and we saw what really came of the explosions, and we were going to go find something to eat, and we had reserved a nice place, and clearly everything had shut down. All the restaurants were cleared out, all the businesses were cleared out, and so we just sort of clamored to see what we could find to eat. We were sort of hungry, so... So yeah, it was just amazing to see all the businesses shut down immediately and everything evacuated.
So how'd you spend your time until you got on the plane to get back?
In the hotel room. We just went and found something to eat as quickly as we could. I think there was a Wendy's that was the only thing that was open a few blocks away. Went back to the hotel room quickly and just watched the news.
Your flight was scheduled to leave when?
Tuesday morning, first flight out. And it went out fine. Nothing, there. When we left the hotel room in the morning, the streets were closed and there were barricades and National Guards around, but all the commuter trains and the flights all went out without a hitch.
Which was probably a benefit to you that you had been there 3 previous times, so you had a better idea maybe than many about how to deal with the transportation issue.
Right, correct. I mean, we knew that if the commuter rail wasn't working, that there were cabs and there were other ways to get out as well. So we were very lucky, very, very lucky to have that experience.
So it's been, about 24 hours since you've landed then?
Correct, yeah. It's been 24 hours, and it's been a whirlwind. Getting back to your normal life is not what happened today at all.
Your normal life being?
Being just work and school. We've been bombarded with questions and texts and emails from family and friends wondering if we're okay, and just people asking us how we were doing. So,
work where?
I work at Caliber Biotherapeutics, okay. Which is off of the bio corridor.
That's a company that's going to move out to the bio corridor.
It is in the bio corridor.
It is, isn't it?
Right, one of the first ones there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't ever get any work done.
Not at all, barely. it was just I'm still, my thoughts are still haunted by what could have happened, and to say that we were fortunate because my race event went just so that our family was out of harm's way and out of disaster's way is an understatement. I know it could have easily been us at that finish line. The thought of me, I thought about slowing down many times during the race, and I could have been easily at that finish line during that time. Those thoughts still haunt my mind. So, yeah, there is no normalcy right now.
And I know this is small potatoes in the big picture, given what happened, but what was your performance like this year?
It was one of my best runs, my best races ever. I ran a 3:24, which is one of my best times. The race, it was a beautiful day. It was 40 degrees, mid-40s. The crowds were on par. They were so supportive. It was literally 26 miles of screaming throngs of people. The crowd support is just unparalleled and unmatched in any other place. The whole 9 communities are out supporting 26,000 to 27,000 runners, and it's just amazing. And that's what brought me to the finish line, was the spectator support and the volunteers. It was an amazing race. But of course, it's hard not to say that without doing the saying that it was marred by what happened afterwards.
It almost sounds like in your race performance, it was as if you were carried by the supporters along the race course?
Absolutely. I always say that my training is what brought me to Boston, but the spectators and the volunteers are what bring me to that finish line. The race itself is hard, and knowing that they're out there to support me and getting hand slaps and high fives from all the spectators just carries me every step of the way. And they're screaming. I know that they've been out there since 3 hours before, since I got to them, and they're still screaming, still excited for me. So I know that at least I can take another step for them.
Let me fast forward to this particular event. How'd you find out about it? And it sounds like probably, or I would think it's probably in an eye blink, you were ready to roll with doing this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no question. So Chris Field had put on this event, and I know him very well. I'm on the race committee with him for the BCS Marathon and BCS Race Series. So I knew about this event that he was wanting to put on, and there was no question that we would be out here. My family is our runners, and there was no question that we would love to be out here to support the community and support runners.
What's the importance of not only your group that's going to be leaving shortly, but just knowing the hundreds, maybe even thousands in BCS, but been certainly thousands, and this thing really did catch on worldwide?
I think the importance is that knowing that something like this can't bring us down. It brings us that much closer and shows that we are stronger than what that disaster brought to us, and that we will keep going. Races like these won't stop. Although this does go down in history, that this race will never be, the Boston Marathon will never be the same, it'll still go on. It'll still be as strong as it was before. Logistically, maybe some details may change, but I will still continue to go every year if I can. My family will still come with me and watch me. I'm 100% sure you will hear that from all other runners. We just won't stop.
You mentioned at the outset still trying to go through this process. Have you tangibly, maybe even to the point of writing down exactly what you are going to try to accomplish through however many days or months it takes just to fully get a grasp of what you've been through?
Gosh, you know, every day is going to be different. It's a roller coaster. Some day, like yesterday, my husband and I were just silent. We didn't speak a whole lot to each other, mainly because we were in shock. And today, we were able to put those feelings into words, mainly because we've been at home and people are asking us how we're doing. So that's a release of that shock. And I guess now, it's only now that I'm beginning to talk to you and others about how the race really went for me and think about, you know, the positives of that race. So it's really a roller coaster of going through the emotions and starting that healing process for me. So it'll take a few days.
Yeah. I would think short of losing a loved one and thinking about the elation of that lost one's life, I don't know whether that even comes close to the comparison of what you may be going through.
Oh, I can't imagine what others who have families of victims and those who have been lost are going through. But it does feel very personal, because I know that it could have been us easily at that finish line. Someone could have pulled that trigger an hour earlier and I would have been right there. My family would have been right there. So it does still feel personal. And that's probably what shocked us the most, was that this feeling of elation and joy finishing the race, and then wanting to celebrate, we were supposed to celebrate, and then having that all taken away within a second.
Sounds like maybe a bigger celebration next year then.
I hope so. It'll be a day of celebration and a day of mourning as well, I'm sure. We'll probably never forget this day, so.
The amazement of the people who have reached out for saying, you know, we're there for you, and whether it's in BCS or wherever you've been up to this point, I don't know whether you can put a descriptive word to that or not.
I mean, it's overwhelming. It's amazing the commonality that we all have, especially when tragic events happen like this. It just reminds us how stronger the human race is. although these tragic events bring us down, they can also bring us together. And clearly that's what's been done here right now. I mean, there are people here that I've never met before, and I'm going to run with them. And this morning I ran at 5:30, the first race that went out of the Brazos Running Company, 112 of us.
Wow.
Never met at least 100 of them, and we all hugged each other, and it was great.